Why? Let's do this.
Yo, this is Nappy Boy Radio.
Yo, this is
the Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. Live with your boy, T-Pain.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. I am your homeboy T-Pain, a.k.a. your girlfriend's boyfriend.
And I am Vanessa Fraction, a.k.a. Action Fraction, the main attraction, your partner's distraction.
Come on, Cat Daddy.
You were the one.
Did you win the rock, paper, shoot?
I said you because you were bigger than me.
Come on, Pip.
I am Pip, a.k.a. Mr. Fresh Prince, Mr. God Damn.
It's your boy, West Coast Low.
That's what I'm talking about. That's all it takes. Guys, welcome to a special edition of the Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. We're told that we need to call it a fan-driven episode. We ran out of shit.
Basically.
we ran out of shit.
Tell everybody.
Look, I keep it real with my fans, man. Okay. You know what I'm saying? They're a fan of the show.
How real we want
to
keep
they
it?
Deserve to know. All the way real. Someone didn't show up. We ran out of shit. Somebody canceled at the last motherfucking second. And now we got to make something up. And we didn't have time to do that because we got drunk before we knew we had
Yes, we did.
So I'm still drunk now. I got a couple of lines right now.
Cheers.
So we relied on you guys, the fans, to make this episode interesting. Because if it's not, I can also blame it on you too. Here we go. Off to the races. I tweeted out earlier that we're about to do a special episode, making shit up. And I would like to get some questions or some topics that we need to talk about from the fans. And then we'll make our own discussions over that. I think that's fair. Everybody's game with that?
I think it's fair.
That sounds cool.
Okay. First subject. I was put onto a post about a man who just found out from his girl that he has a boyfriend dick.
What?
Ooh.
Okay, we're going to explain this. Now, apparently a boyfriend dick is just enough dick that you can take every day. And you can fuck every day, you can make love, you can do what you do every day. But that particular kind of dick in a one-night stand probably would fall short to for satisfaction.
It's not the friend zone because it's the boyfriend, it's dick that you can take all the time.
Apparently one night stand dick is like something you got to prepare for, like lube and fucking you're out of commission for the next 2 days afterwards. It's not an everyday thing.
Really?
It's like a one night stand for a reason. If it's like quality one night stand dick apparently is, you know, a dick you can take every few days and not so much as a boyfriend dick you can take every day, apparently.
Well, I don't think you know what a boyfriend is.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. What a boyfriend
is. I need all the dick if you're my boyfriend. I need all the dick.
Well, see,
I'm not married. Why can't I have several dick?
Apparently what she's saying is boyfriend dick is perfect for all the time.
That sounds like husband dick.
It sounds boring.
That definitely sounds boring.
And again, I think all this is misclassified.
It's
not classified correctly.
Well, how do you classify it?
Because I've had lots of dicks, have you? I'm trying to figure out. I know how to arrange them.
You know what? I'm not even going
to. Based on what I've experienced. Based on what I've had, I organized my dicks in a file.
You got all the dicks.
I got them filed out.
Wait, so what? Like what?
Size, to me, length, you should experience everything. First and foremost.
Experience everything.
Take your time. When you're not married, take your time and experience lots of things.
Big clearly dick, small not dicks, talking to us.
You know, no, clearly not.
Clearly not.
Clearly, this is... Where are the women? Ladies, come on.
Ladies!
Come on, Tasha. Did I stop?
This is clearly not a subject for us.
It's not for us.
Shouldn't we try them out? Take it over.
I have tried multiple sizes
Sisters.
Yes, sisters.
Mm-hmm. She's not doing better than I was.
I've had
I've had multiple size penises.
Yes, ma'am.
I've
experienced.
This is
a footlocker of penis. You just walk in.
I walk in.
Is this
in
about sizes?
Hey, no. Let me get two sizes.
Is this about sizes?
I mean, and I was trying to figure it out. He's on.
You don't know until you.
But that's the point. You don't know. So if that's your dude.
When I got there, I was like, oh, okay, this is what I'm working with. All right, then.
Has any of it been undesirably too much?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Both of us like, yes. When I tell you, I'm pretty sure something broke inside of me.
Wow.
I could not stand up straight for 3 days.
Get the fuck out of here.
Very badly.
I'm not going to say that.
Some people prefer that, apparently.
Yeah, I do not enjoy. That's not enjoyable to be in that much pain and just hunched over for 3 days walking like that.
Wow.
Was it worth it during?
No, it didn't feel good.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It was more pleasurable for him than it was for me.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
So now he's trying to.
We want to hold.
Every time he comes over, he brings his
We can fuck a cactus.
We don't want to be able to get in that hole.
Yeah, it's all about the ending to us.
He was happy.
I don't give a fuck what your pussy feel like. The ending is always the same.
I was in the fetal position when he was done. I was just literally curled into a ball.
It happens to the best of us, Tasha. It happens to the best of us, huh?
Yeah, but you let him keep.
Sir, like, no one said kept. No one said that. She said it was an experience. She never said kept.
Did you go back?
She never said kept on.
You didn't go back?
No, I did not ever want to feel that again.
Boom.
You could have told him to, like, take it easy or something.
I did, but I don't think it was possible for him.
Because he was doing the best.
Just go halfway. I mean, he doesn't want to do
staffing?
I mean, but you know, you can't go at half mass. But no, I mean, maybe tell him, I don't know, just like, hey.
You know what she said?
Slower? Or just was it just out of control big to where.
This long.
But you could have just said something, though.
I was about to come out of my mouth.
She couldn't.
Oh my God.
Moving on?
No, we're not.
I'll hit the button.
This is the good part. This is the good part. Don't hit that motherfucker.
Don't hit the button.
This is the good part. This is what it's just getting.
It just got
good. Oh my God.
I'm trying to figure out. What else did it say?
That boy stood up in that thing.
He was trying to do his job. And you didn't feel like that.
Hello.
We're going to have to rewrite some fucking songs or something, man, because I felt.
Yeah, how do you rewrite this?
I'm just saying, I just felt self-goddamn conscious. I feel like if I didn't have a 13-inch dick, that wasn't acceptable in society.
Sir, every foot locker don't have a size 15, bro.
You're absolutely right.
That's a myth and a lie.
Why is it such a...
Because you want something that's comfortable. That's why I didn't understand the post.
Built for comfort?
Yeah. You again.
Lazy boy chair?
Lowe's. Yes. And yes. Can I put my feet up?
I'm just trying to figure this out.
That is true. That's what you're saying. Yes, I want a lazy boy.
But then at the point, comfort. You're tired of the lazy boy.
No, you want to go get that rocker. So we're all, we're miscategorizing this stuff.
Okay.
Apparently you have a lot of categories.
I do.
Let's go ahead and run these.
We've said this. All right.
Let's run.
So when you first start out, you're getting to explore yourself and figuring out what you like. Mm-hmm. That's a certain kinds of penises and experiences. And not just penises. Mm-hmm. Come on, somebody.
Get progressive now.
Not just penises. Come on. You want to try whatever it is you like in whatever form because you're trying to match spirits as well. Come on.
Hey, you better talk to somebody in there now. Hey,
and then once
somebody.
not you.
Apparently it's not me.
But keep this going. We're trying to get to it. This is nice. Go ahead.
So when you first start out, you're figuring out what you like physically, to be honest. It's mm-hmm. not spiritual. It's physical. You're figuring out what you like physically. Mm-hmm. As you move on, the physical becomes like, okay, I'm getting attached to certain things. I need to figure out not only do I like physical things, there's a certain spiritual thing that I like, and you need to attach that as well. Then you becomes a point where you're like, but I need to try everything because who knows what I like.
Okay.
I need to try everything.
This sounds like a journey.
Are our lives not a journey?
I mean, some people
are sexual lives, not a journey.
I thought we were trying to figure out.
Huh? Did you not crawl before you walked? It is a journey. Come on.
She's been crawling after that.
Did you crawl into the pussy and then you walked into it? Come on, somebody.
I crawled after that 13-inch dick inside of me.
I lost my virginity at 10. Yeah, I was ready to go.
Oh.
I've been ready to go for a while.
That, you know what?
It's a short journey. It's just a brisk jog.
Briskly now.
So you were exposed. It's fine.
So I was ready to go.
Oh my God. My point is that sometimes you figure out what you want to be responsible for. Mm-hmm. And I think that comes in boyfriend stages.
Okay.
So I'm not looking for comfortability in a boyfriend. I'm looking for experiences in a boyfriend so I can figure out who I want to marry to then have the continued journey with. Mm-hmm. I'm just having lots of experiences with boyfriends.
This I want the tier list now because you're making it sound like a video game. Go from the bad all the way to
you don't have any moves, you don't have any kind of a vigor.
Are we at size
not a thing?
Size has nothing to do with it because I've met some dudes that have some great big old things and don't do shit with it.
Great big old
things. What the fuck you doing with it?
I had a very small penis with a little bit of a curve and it was great.
It had room for a curve?
Open you said.
Because now I'm very curious.
You got the big ones and sloppy.
Like think of like a QuickBooks.
Yeah.
like an Excel spreadsheet.
You got the mushrooms that you got to, you know what I mean? Like on Mario Brothers, when you got to step on the mushrooms.
Okay.
A lot of brothers have mushrooms. Mm-hmm. And you got to be able to work with those.
Short shaft is what we're talking
about.
Short shaft, big head.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
It ain't nothing wrong with that sometimes.
Okay.
You got to rim shot it.
You got to
hit it with the rim shot.
You got to pay. You got to unlock positions. You can't. It's not something you could. I think you're missing out on like a couple positions with.
You are. But if you can't doggy style that.
But you don't have ass. If you don't have
If you don't have ass, you can fuck it up.
Bam.
Fuck it up. And that's me. You can fuck it up. With the mushroom.
Fuck it up with the mushroom bed.
Okay, so that's just, but it's still not rock bottom. What's just
to each his own. And that's what I'm saying. You can't say what rock bottom quality is to somebody. Mm-hmm. Somebody's great big anaconda dick is what somebody wants. Somebody is perfect for their wide, hollow pussy. But I also know women.
Hollow's Eve.
Yeah.
Hollow's Eve. And I'm not mad at you.
You gotta be able to get up in there.
That's your thing.
You gotta be able to get up in there.
It's your thing. Do what you wanna do.
Jesus.
I can tell you.
Yeah.
Out of socket, too. Anyway. And then you have women. I know a couple girlfriends that are a little more shallow.
Okay.
Come on now.
That's
for the gentleman that ain't 6 inches.
But you don't know until you're there.
You don't. And that's why you need to get out there and explore.
What if you connect with somebody on like a spiritual level? Yep. Like y'all fucking, it's just.
Yeah.
It's eyes. About that. Yeah. Do you just accept whatever after that?
No,
or?
You do not.
Yeah, but you had it earlier. Remember you said, yo, the first things you was eyes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, but
that's
after
the
you
first
find
thing
out,
I noticed.
That's why.
You talking about someone's like?
No.
You talking about when they first meet?
Yeah, when they first meet.
No. Okay, so I'm talking about if you've been with this person for a while, but y'all ain't fucked. Okay. And then you find out
the eyes and the smile,
and then you find out
that dick ain't on shit.
Sex is trash.
So is it sex?
Pussy trash.
I mean, pussy trash. Sex trash is all the. But do you don't accept?
You don't care about me. That's what I think. If that dick trash, pussy trash, you don't care about me.
Do you get into other stuff?
I'm saying I've never been with someone that I care about.
Okay.
That we couldn't make amends. We couldn't figure something out. You hear me?
But I'm saying, what do you figure out?
How to please you.
You gotta,
how am I with someone?
Yeah, and you're in a this,
Why are you getting so mad? The touchy fucking subject.
It switches so much.
How am I with someone that I care about and I haven't taken the time to figure out how to please you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, however that may be. I'm disrespectful.
Apparently.
If I didn't take the time, I've never been with anyone that I cared about that I didn't please. Ever.
But that's after you began to care about them, right?
Normally, I care about you from the jump.
I cared enough.
It don't take a long time to witness sunshine.
What are you saying? At the point that you meet them, okay, you like them.
Yeah. I had people before that I learned on. Is that what you're trying to get to? I had to learn on somebody.
I had a team before I got here.
That was actually pretty good.
You wasn't at the gym with me.
I'm just trying to figure out what
it's called sparring before you get to the match. What you thought we was doing?
Come on now.
Them 3 rounds a day?
Come on,
that's
bro.
What it is.
Sparring.
That's the pay-per-view, bro. Come on, bro. You ain't seen the road work she put in to get to pay-per-view. You ain't seen that.
Now
you see pay-per-view.
I don't know.
You were trying to figure it out.
I mean, you not shooting with me in the gym.
You weren't with me.
You wasn't shooting with me in the gym, goddamn.
You wasn't.
You got to put in the hours, bro. You just don't show up on game day.
I ain't going to lie.
If you ain't been practicing.
A lot of ladies get misconstrued.
So I don't
that's where
get
they get
misconstrued.
What was the word?
That's where a lot of ladies get things misconstrued. Misconstrued. Things are misconstrued because you're the chick that I'm sparring with you. You're not my wife. We're sparring, bro.
I'm trying to get prepared.
Big words.
All these tackling drills we doing. That's
you,
come on. Big words.
It's for her, not you. Yeah. And hopefully, if you got any sense, you're sparring with me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
We always spar. We spar.
You are the YouTube tutorial. Of this situation. You the motherfucker that just lost the game of pool and you got the racket for the next two people.
Yeah, but you didn't realize.
100,000 views.
I got you. I'm with you.
You got
that
it.
Is yeah. on your back
I think that's
where
relationships, that's a relationship thing.
So everybody,
some people think they're sparring and some people think I'm in a relationship.
So everybody has their own categories. It's not like a set category.
No, I don't. And actually, we don't know until you get into it. It's been a couple of cats where I thought I could handle all that. And I said, I don't want to be responsible for that.
And that's what I'm... That's
25 years of this thing?
That's the point.
I'm not responsible for that.
That's what I'm saying. She's saying at a certain point, she's going to say, yeah, man,
I don't want to be responsible for
that. Too much.
I do this forever.
And sometimes it's the size of it, and sometimes it's the activity of it.
Yeah.
Some people, you fucking too much. I'm not responsible for that. I'm not responsible. No.
Oh, no, that's
a real thing.
All dudes think they want a girl that fuck a lot until they get a girl that fuck a lot.
I do.
All women think the same thing until they get a dude that want to fuck a lot. And you be like, bro.
It's just not enough time in the day.
It's not.
It's just
I'm trying to work on
well, because y'all talking about overly fucking right now.
I just adopted a new dog. I don't have time.
Like 4 times a day is like fine.
That's good.
That's fine.
Who's doing that now? I was about to say my age. I don't give a fuck about my age. My point is, I'm not fucking 4 times.
Oh,
a
damn.
Day.
I ain't even going to lie to you.
Huh? Me never do.
You look at me and you want to fuck me 4 times a day, but it's not happening.
No, because I was fucking with this girl. I knew I wanted to have a lot of sex.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
But then after I got done, she wanted to have more sex. And I was like, wait a minute. You got to hold on for a minute. And then... Right.
A four minute recovery time. Let's watch some porn.
Then go again. But then after a while, like a month or two, it was kind of like, yeah, I just want to be friends and all that. And I knew because in my mind, I'm thinking like,
Pip, I'm sorry to break it to you, but I don't think you pleased her.
Say it again, Tasha.
Wait a minute.
Say it again.
Tasha, I was fucking her every day. I was fucking her every day.
I don't think you were pleasing her.
But that's just like.
She couldn't appreciate what you were doing.
Love, save him.
Shut it down.
I hit it a couple times.
We'll be right back.
Let's get out of that.
The Nappy Boy Radio Podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Right now, the world is doing its best to get back to normal, and maybe you've been trying, but you constantly find yourself coming up short. If you've been feeling down and emotionally out of sorts, BetterHelp Online Therapy can help. Whether you're feeling anxious or struggling with your career, having trouble sleeping, or dealing with relationship problems, BetterHelp can match you with a professional, licensed therapist in under 48 hours. Listen, you may not feel depressed or at a total loss, but if you're feeling a little bit out of your whole self right now and your relationships are weird and things are suffering, that could be a sign that you need to talk to somebody. BetterHelp Online Therapy is committed to facilitating great matches and getting you the right counselor that's a perfect fit for you. If you want to learn more, visit betterhelp.com/tpain and fill out a questionnaire. Then they match you with a professional licensed therapist. It's just that easy. Right now, our listeners are getting 10% off their first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/tpain. That's betterhelp.com/tpain. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. We're still in this bitch. We're doing this special fan-driven episode where we take topics and questions from the fans and try to make an episode out of it.
It's the best episode you ever had. What you talking about?
I guess.
Yeah. If you say point, so, Pip, you did that. You put that out there.
The so like we said earlier, somebody canceled on us and Pan Pan made them drinks. So we're going to drink your fucking drink. Because, yeah, you get what you fucking deserve.
A drink and a cup. All right.
So we got flowers and tropical shit.
Finger holes. You can just.
Finger holes.
Oh, that's super cute.
Look at that. Carry around your Capri Sun.
No, that's really. Did you put alcohol in this?
What do you want to name it?
Yeah, I'm not sure. What we gonna name it? We're gonna call it the goddamn
the goddamn.
Okay.
Yes,
I like it.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
Pip got a drink. 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 Thank very
you.
Nice.
Has a drink.
Thank you.
Good job. It's good job. Good job. Strong. Ladies and gentlemen.
Or at least you don't taste it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the goddamn. All right, so. Here we go. We got another one. They said, what are there more of in the world? Seats or wheels?
Seats.
How do you figure that?
I'm looking
seats
around
or wheels?
I think wheels.
It takes more wheels to move something.
Absolutely. Right? I think wheels because there are tricycles.
Uh-huh. There are bicycles.
But there's 18-wheelers.
But whenever there's a seat, then, it's a single seat.
There are 18-wheelers.
And you could put a whole bunch of seats in at 18.
But are there seats in there? You can fit two motherfuckers in the tractor park.
Be specific, though.
No, in the world. Already, in the world.
Not the same.
Are there more chairs?
World.
Are there more seats than wheels or
SUVs,
wheels?
SUVs, seven
do couches,
seaters, four wheels.
Do couches count?
But there's still 18-wheelers.
There's no wheels on them.
There's still 80,000-seat arenas.
Wheels.
Okay, so I'm asking a real question.
More than one of those.
Do couches
all
count?
All the stadiums.
Yeah, seats. Anywhere you can have a seat.
Wait a minute. You said seats and wheels. So it don't matter where the seat is or the wheel.
Okay. It's a where the wheel is.
I gotta count.
I'm saying wheels.
I want to say seats. I feel like there's more laziness than there is.
I feel like
mobility.
And we're not thinking about size of seats.
Yeah.
And we're not thinking about size of wheels. Because I'm thinking about fucking
wheels.
I'm thinking about Hot Wheels.
Scooters.
I'm thinking about fucking.
There's seats in Hot Wheels.
You can't. You
scooters.
You can't. But there's only two seats in each Hot Wheel.
An ant can get in Hot Wheels.
And there's four wheels on each one.
Okay.
So I'm trying to.
You said that.
There are tricycles. There's the fucking recumbent bike. The shit with the four,
I was on
the four
team
wheels
wheel
with the
anyway.
One seat.
Oh wow!
I was team wheel anyway.
So if you went wheels.
If you're in a wheelchair,
there's only one seat and four
and
wheels.
Four wheels.
This is
boom.
Am I the only one who thinks seat?
I'm sitting in a chair right now and a seat.
And it got
sitting in.
Holy shit. One, two, three, four, five.
I get
it. Your shit got six wheels on this motherfucker.
We have four chairs.
It's six wheels on this bitch.
I'm with wheels.
I just feel like there's.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm about to cross the wheel side.
You see?
The DMV.
I'm a wheeler.
The what?
DMV got more seats than wheels in there. I'm just saying, like.
The DMV, but everybody that went to the DMV drove a car that has four wheels.
Yeah.
Four seats and four wheels, maybe.
Right.
At the least.
Unless you like, is it minivans, you got 35
people. Anybody driving a Hummer shit to the goddamn DMV?
No, they're not.
You ain't been to East
No, you're
LA.
Not. You're hiding that car.
I don't want the DMV to know I got this car.
I just believe there's...
Wait a minute. What about the boats?
Come on, boat.
Boy, been on one boat.
It's a lot of
boats. My bad, bro. That was a joke.
It's a lot of seats on the boat.
Gotta put them on a trailer. Yeah. Gotta put the boat on the trailer.
Come on now to get it to the place.
There's still seats in the trailer.
That's at least.
And guess what else got
wheels? What about the trailer?
What about the plane?
The plane has wheels.
It's got three. Okay, three wheels. And fucking 500 people on the plane.
Have you seen planes?
Don't touch me. It's 500 seats on the plane. It's three wheels.
There's six wheels.
There's six. No, it's
six wheels.
Whatever. Okay, six.
It's three. Well, unless it's Spirit.
What about all the people that have any wheels?
You are correct. There are 100
I'm still right, though.
Everybody on that plane got taken to the airport in a car.
Come on now. Come on back there.
And still had seats.
Come on back there.
And more wheels.
And guess what? Guess what I had to roll my luggage on?
Good job.
Bro.
But you sat on.
Yeah. Yeah.
All them seats in the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of seats in the airport.
It's a lot of seats in the airport, but there's a lot of wheels on those luggages.
It's a lot of wheels on the carts
that are on the luggage.
Let your car. Hey,
and it's some wheels.
Let your car.
Hey, it's wheels on that motherfucker that's spinning that goddamn luggage cart around that motherfucker.
There's wheels up under that. Okay. Wheels on the bus. We get it.
Go round and round.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Round and round.
Round and round.
Round and round. The wheels on the bus, my brother.
Which bus was
that? Ha, sucker.
All around the
town. Go round and round, huh? Oh, you think you can come in here and tell me there's not wheels on the bus? I'll tell you there's wheels on the bus right now. I guarantee you look up under that bus, it's going to be wheels on the
come
bus.
Come on through with the impersonation.
You're going to be wheels.
It's going to be wheels on that bus.
It's going to be wheels up under that bus. I guarantee you that right now. Sucker!
So,
and they're going to go round.
Who had enough time to think about that?
I don't know. That was a weird question.
It was a decent
question. We're going to merry go round.
How many people we got in here?
Seats.
The fuck out of here.
Team wheels.
Five.
No, you got wheel
seats.
Side.
You got wait. Okay. Just seats.
Seats. Seats. Seats.
Seats. One, two, three, four. Is that
five. Six.
I'm like, is that a hand up?
Wait, how many people are
seats confused.
Wheels.
Did seats win?
Seats win.
Put in the comment section if you're team seats or team wheels. And goddamn it, I'm gonna count them bitches.
Look at these wheels.
Because I wanna win this. I feel
wheels
like I need
to bus go.
I need this win, goddamn it. Give me this.
Round and round.
You know what's really strange to me? Why don't school buses have seatbelts?
They do.
Because they do. They do. We just don't wear them.
I don't know what fucking county you grew up in, but my motherfucking, the budget that we had
didn't have seatbelts.
Everything but seatbelts for these kids.
No seatbelts.
They will tell you to buckle up, to click it or ticket until everything's cool until you get a big group of kids together in one vehicle, then it's all right to not wear seatbelts.
Well, pile them up.
Dangerous.
Have seatbelts or helmets?
Sir. I mean, you asking the wrong person. I didn't ride on that.
What about my hip bone? What about my hip bone? Why I'm worried about
just wondering.
Hip bone?
I don't know.
Getting personal in here.
Yeah, it was a. Hey, look, man. I'm just trying to say, it's weird that school buses don't have seatbelts.
Okay.
And it's allowed. It's like fine.
The only time it's fine.
The only time it's fine. If you have a kid in your car and you get pulled over and they don't have a seatbelt on, you get a ticket. Oh, but if you have 65 kids in one car with no seatbelt on, then it's just like,
they did.
And it's easier to get thrown out of your fucking seat. You ever went over a fucking speed bump in a school bus?
Yes.
Your head to hit the ceiling. Like, it's this crazy fucking. And all of whatever. All right.
Every field trip I went on, I was on.
God damn.
Shut it down.
Thanks for listening to the show. Hope you're enjoying it. Here's a question for you. When's the last time you got rewarded for brushing your teeth? It had to be when you were a kid, right? I'm going to guess that. Right now, our friends over at Quip are offering you good habits and great perks with their smart electric toothbrush. Along with that, you also could get free products, gift cards, and more. The Quip Smart Brush is a Quip toothbrush that connects to the Quip app, and it's got Bluetooth. You can track when and how well you brush. Then you earn points for daily brushing and bonus points for completing challenges. You take those points and redeem them for rewards like free products, gift cards, discounts, and a lot of other cool stuff from Quip and their partners. Beyond the brush, Quip has everything you need to build a complete routine for dental health. They deliver floss refills that expand to clean, refillable sugar-free gum, and reliable mouthwash every 3 months for $5. Shipping is free, so you can save money and skip the hustle and bustle of in-store shopping. Join other 5 million mouths who use Quip and save hundreds compared to other Bluetooth brushes when you get a Quip Smart Brush for just $45. Start getting rewards for brushing your teeth today. Go to getquip.com/tpain right now and save $10 on a Quip Smart Electric Toothbrush. That's $10 off a Smart Electric Toothbrush at getquip.com/tpain. Quip, the good habits company. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Nappy Boy Radio Podcast, you pieces of shit. Another question, question that came across my Twitter.
Twitter says,
if you can get rid of one utensil for the rest of time, which utensil would it be, and obviously why?
Wow, I'm going to get rid of the spoon because I like the fork.
How do you eat soup?
I don't drink it.
I love soup. You could put the bowl to your mouth.
Am I wrong? Damn.
Period.
It's liquid.
I mean,
yeah.
What if the cup
bowl to the mouth?
I mean, what if the server always says, you want to be careful, that's really hot.
Blow it.
I'll wait.
What if you're dumb hungry?
I'm not in a rush.
I feel like
if you're dumb hungry, you're not ordering soup.
But I feel like if you do get soup, you need to eat it right away. You can't wait on soup.
What
about the grit? Do you eat grits?
I do eat grits. I eat grits with a fork, though.
Do you?
Nasty. Yeah.
I eat grits with a spoon, bro.
Ew. I mean, it's thick enough to not go through the...
Is yours?
Amber makes all the grits here.
So you eat grits with cheese?
I don't eat grits.
I'm being funny.
With cheese?
Wow!
With cheese?
Wow!
I don't
cheese
eat grits.
Okay, you don't eat... With cheese? With cheese?
Cheese isn't good for me.
Stop!
With cheese?
Stop. We have a man here that lives in the South. And said he don't eat grits.
Grits, oatmeal, I don't like that.
He don't like
I don't like no, oatmeal.
That's
I think grits.
Two different things.
That is two different things.
Because it's a comparing
texture. Yeah.
The texture. I don't like the texture. I don't like texture of grits or I don't like texture of
neither
oatmeal.
Does mine. He don't like the texture.
I'm a texture person too, but I feel like grits is important.
That's they are.
Too horrible.
I feel like grits is.
To what?
I just, you know what? Now, you know, when I ask myself these questions now, I don't know why.
You don't know why.
I think I just, because I grew up thinking that it was just.
And they taste so good with the eggs.
Do they?
That's what you got to do.
No, you
when I don't like the texture of grits from a certain breakfast spot, I mix it up with eggs. And it solidifies it a little bit more. You get some solid. You know how if you don't like.
Then you just got soggy eggs.
If you don't. No, yeah, well, first of all, there's no such thing as a soggy egg. It's fried. I was fried. If it's scrambled, it's scrambled. It's the texture of what it is. You if put, it's with
well,
or
if you
without,
put grits, I get it. If you put grits with it, then it
you
changes.
No, if you put grits, first of all, you're not putting grits with eggs. You're putting eggs in your grits.
Come on.
To who?
What?
The
no,
world.
No, it's a thing.
The whole world.
You're putting eggs
you're
in the
making
grits.
The grit. You're
this
making
is
the
go somewhere else.
You're making the grits more solid. You're not making the eggs soggy.
Are you making the eggs soggy?
You're not, because the eggs don't change. The grit. The grit
is always inconsistent.
What is a grit? It's
the grit is always.
The grit is always. The grit is always going to be the grit.
The grit is always going to be the grit until you add something in it.
Yeah. There's always darkness till there's
light. How much harder, not harder, but how much more solid do your grits get with cheese?
I don't eat grits.
You just asked
why the
about
fuck
cheese?
Were you asking everybody else if they eat grits with cheese?
Because I was just asking. Don't see that Waffle House.
Oh my God.
You can't do that. that.
I was just.
Get the fuck out of here. Unplug your headphones. Get
the fuck out of here. You're on wireless, and he unplugged.
Damn!
Why would you even ask us?
Maybe that is the grit better. I don't know.
I see people doing it.
I see people doing it. I don't know.
Yeah, and you see people doing the shit with sugar too. Don't nobody do that at all. First of all, them people
see what you with syrup.
I see people. Them people from New York, and they need not to be trusted.
Dude,
they are not to be trusted.
I don't think we not trust nobody from New York.
Nah, yeah, well, that might be true. That might be true.
None of them. None of them.
Disclosure.
Man. Hey, I got some solid partners in New York.
Shit. You got solid partners.
I do too, but I don't, you know.
We're still talking about this utensil question because we're saying if you can get rid of one utensil for the rest of time, what would it be? I say butter knives.
I like butter knives.
What do you do with a? What do you do?
But
with
I understand if I yeah, had that's a choice. It just doesn't if I had do a anything. Choice, it makes sense to get rid of that because just because you use a sharper knife, you could use it.
Not even a sharper knife. It's used to spread butter. Right. I'm gonna guess.
Right.
Everybody usually ends up doing
the
that with a spoon or a fork.
Wider. Yeah, because you could literally spoon it out.
You guys are uncivilized.
Yeah.
I might be with you on
also, that. Also, yeah. my mouth is filled with tiny knives, and I feel like I'm good on having an extra. We got teeth.
I want to spread it across.
That was good. That was good. That was just a good one. That was good.
The tiny knife was good.
My mouth is filled with tiny knives. I feel like the only thing we need forks and spoons for is to pick up shit that's too hot. And to fucking just get, you know, or not have greasy hands or shit like that. But a butter knife, I think a butter knife only comes into play when you're trying to break into somebody's house. It's not really.
Or old school car.
Wait, like a real
didn't have
old
a screwdriver.
One. Yeah, if you didn't have a screwdriver.
I was about to say, who used a butter knife to steal a car?
Sometimes you don't have a screwdriver at hand, but you really need it.
You got a butter knife at hand?
Yeah.
Happen to have a butter knife.
I found more butter knives on the side of the road than I have found screwdrivers.
Well, we took a butter knife from the
absolutely.
House when we're
hey,
going
y'all
to boost
ever
the car.
Realize that your utensils just go missing for some reason?
In this house.
Throwing away the forks.
In this house. Who is eating the forks? Or like
throwing them away like they're disposable.
Where are the utensils?
Niggas is throwing away utensils.
Okay.
It's
not just me.
Disposable.
Because you bought a set and it's like a set of six.
Nah, you know, when you go to the trash can and you like just pushing the shit in there, you just throw the whole goddamn the plate and everything. You just break the plate in half. Just break the plate in half and put it in the trash can.
At this point, my house is plastic cups and paper plates.
Okay.
Plastic cups and paper plates.
I'm still coming over.
Yeah, that sounds dope. Nobody got to do dishes?
I'm still coming over.
Toss it and go.
You know what's got to get figured out? Italian places using the metal things.
What metal things?
The shit that their food comes in. If I get spaghetti, my nigga, and it comes in like a tin thing that one, I can't fucking heat it. I can't heat my shit back up.
You're talking about to-go's.
To-go. Like, yeah, bro, if it comes in a metal thing.
And then
if I use a metal fork, it fucking feels like I'm chewing on a goddamn battery every time I touch. I don't know, man.
Just start your car with the butter knife you found on the side of the road with your to-go plate. I get it. It's a purpose.
Pitt, what was yours?
I'm gonna say the wooden.
You're gonna say
little things. Okay. The wooden, you know, the wooden spatulas.
Uh huh.
Wait, what, a wooden spatula?
Yeah, the wooden spatulas.
You have those?
I have them too. They come in a set.
Yeah,
I just use them from other shit. I stir things.
Yeah, see, yeah, and then
things with spatulas.
Or fold.
You gotta stir with everything.
Maybe you fold.
Yours like. I got the cheap
ones. I'm missing out on the culinary world, so
but
I don't
I'm
know.
But I'm with you on why do I need that fucking wooden spatula?
Yeah. Why did you buy it then?
Because it came with other wooden shit that you needed, apparently. And you're trying to make a use of some shit.
Because
you
want to use the wooden the one with the rubber tip so you don't scratch your pan.
Well,
no, I use a plastic, hard plastic one for that.
That don't melt.
I'm not scooping cookies.
Is that a concern?
I don't like the fucking
I got a new Teflon skillet.
Oh,
I don't want to
wow.
scratch. I'm just saying.
Okay.
You're cooking food in it.
You expensive.
But you don't want to scratch the pan. You would use a spoon or a rubber spatula or whatever it is to
Mixed yeah, I would use the rubber one. Flip.
I would use a rubber one.
Using my wood.
What do the scratches do?
Mess up your
fuck
pan.
Up the pan.
Yeah, if you use a metal one.
It won't cook anymore?
It'll just scratch the Teflon.
It won't retain heat? Nigga, I'm trying to figure out what.
Hey, shout out. Scratching your
shout out to the people that don't have to cook shit.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out why this isn't going to retain less heat with more scratches it has.
Because no, if you're using a metal spatula, like it scratches.
Do you want to scratch on your rolls? Product.
Don't want to scratch on my rolls? No. Will I drive it if it does? Absolutely.
Yeah, you're going to
drive it. Yeah.
What the fuck? Granted, I'm not throwing away a whole pan because I got 18 scratches.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. You have a fucking light bulb go off in your house and you sell your house. You got
right.
Damn. You just want to
get rid of the whole fucking house.
I can't have nothing nice.
Fuck this house.
All this shit got to go.
Fuck this house. Wooden spatulas.
Yep.
Out of your whole
kitchen.
Gone.
Forever.
Yep.
Spoons.
Well, yeah, but butter knife is a real. I'm gonna stick to
butter knife.
Spoons, Nessa.
Shit.
You didn't think that was coming to you?
I did.
You wasn't thinking about that whole time
because you all said some good stuff, and actually, the wooden spatula really got me. What is an unuseful tool? Because I use so many.
You cook a lot?
Yeah, that's how I'm married.
That's usually okay. How it happens.
I'm joking. It's not how it happens. I tried to throw that shit in there to make you feel small. I did. It's a kitchen utensil.
Kitchen utensil.
Kitchen utensil.
Mm-hmm.
Food. I love my food processor. I love my blender. I love the freestanding thing. I love so. I have.
You got an air fryer?
I do.
You better have one.
I love my.
I know a nigga with three air fryers.
because they
his restaurant.
They continue to make them better. Have you had a baked
potato? This nigga got three of the same air fryer.
I still have a rice.
What was so you didn't say yet? What's got to go?
Oh, my utensil.
Mm-hmm.
A strap on, apparently.
All right,
fuckers.
Shut it down.
Summer's here and it's as hot as my smash hits. I know you're all barbecuing like me, so I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. There's this dope product that makes sure all the steaks, chicken, ribs. Everything. Make sure everything's cooked perfectly, juicy, and deliciously. No one wants a leathery, overcooked steak. Meter is a slick Bluetooth meat thermometer that keeps an eye on your food and lets you know when it's time to eat. It'll give you a countdown for the cook so you know just how many drinks you can knock back before you have to get back to the grill. Super simple to get perfect results so you can keep living that good life. I remember this one time, I had a ton of people over here grilling and chilling. Actually, more chilling than grilling. But all of a sudden, I looked up and boom, all the meat was burnt to a crisp. With Meter, that just won't happen. And it hasn't happened since. So it comes with cloud service so you can have limitless range. You can still monitor the barbecue by drinking a beer at the neighbor's or running to the store. And Meter is good for brisket, steak, fish, seriously, any meat possible. It's the perfect tool to up your grilling game and be crowned the neighborhood pit master. For a limited time, get 10% off with code NAPPY at Meter. That's NAPPY at Meter.com. You know it's barbecue season, so let's go ahead and get lit. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. Sometimes we come back and there's no commercial.
Nope.
Mm. We're just back.
We're just back. It just fades out and then it comes back into this
right
again.
Back. Yeah, right back.
They tell me to do this just in case we have more commercials. And I'm like, what?
Hey, we need more commercials.
Hey, we need. I was just.
McDonald's, come on, man.
Come on, man.
We loving it? I don't
just ate that quarter pound of cheese.
I am loving it. Come on, McDonald's. Ooh. BetterHelp.com. You on Everybody Podcast. I'll take two more commercials.
I use BetterHelp.com.
Do you really?
/ T-Pain. Yes, I do.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
I found a good counselor.
Well, you're comedians. All y'all need those.
We definitely need them.
I think musicians do, too. I just think I'm refusing.
Any entertainer.
Yeah.
Any entertainer. Anybody whose job is
to make other people
to make
feel
other
good.
People happy.
Yeah. It's a fucking crazy thing. I've had very traumatic things happen in life and I have to put them on the back burner to entertain other people because that's how I make my living.
Well, that's good too. A lot of people can't do that and they suffer. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. So it's great that you were able to process that or at least
I postpone my pain.
Create an avenue for you to release it.
I do it and just be annoying. I give a fuck. I just make
you
it known.
Shit,
that
you
I'm
put
doing
your shit
it.
On everybody else.
Yeah,
right
yeah.
Now.
I just put it out there like that.
You right put now. Your shit. You.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, fuck that. That's his theater. I can project.
All out there.
I'm just the loudest person in the room at all times.
But do you feel like you always have to be that?
Yeah.
I do. Shut up. I why?
Because I'm smaller than everybody.
I was about to say it's a stature thing.
Yeah, that's not true.
It is.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Because I never want to be the loudest.
Because you're the biggest.
Fucking, nobody's going to fucking talk to you.
But it's still, it's a thing. Like, being the bigger one in the room, you don't want the attention.
I just like when I come into a room knowing, I like making people feel better. Like, if you have like a discernment, not all the time, but there's certain times when I'll come into a certain space and I'll kind of see people not having a good time. And I know I can change it.
Right.
And I do. And I don't give a fuck where I'm at. It just depends.
I know what you're saying. My thing is, I like bringing the room down to me.
Mm-hmm.
If I feel awkward, I'm not going to make the room feel better. I'm going to make everybody feel as awkward as I
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying.
No.
You want to be right. You want to be the best person in the room.
I feel you.
I do want to be the best person in the room because nobody else in the room is doing anything.
But loud doesn't equal best.
So T-Pain is saying he wants to be the thermostat instead of the thermometer. Yeah? You want to change the whatever temperature. If you say it's at 70,
you want
to control. Then it's at 70. You have a control. You know what I'm saying? But you're saying, Pip, where it's at, you're trying to take it to a certain space.
I don't think it's a control thing with me. Okay. I think it's a experience.
Got it.
Thing. I think when I go into a room and nobody is as awkward as me, I'm like, hey, I understand y'all are doing y'all shit. I just want y'all to know how this feel real quick. You can go right back to it. Just go right back to it. I'm probably going to bust out like a boyfriend dick anecdote and y'all can get right back to it when I'm done with this. But I just
that
wanted
makes
y'all
sense.
To.
I want you to feel
just,
it.
Just real quick.
Real quick.
Just real quick.
If you
just
want
so,
it.
You so, can... so you don't have to wonder or try to figure out why I'm in the corner drinking by myself later.
See?
Because
I'm not just gonna bring no attention to nothing. I'm gonna just sit in the
just gonna go sit in the corner. Yeah, but everybody's gonna try to figure out why the famous guy
is in the corner.
Is in the corner by himself not talking to nobody. I just want y'all to know how y'all felt earlier when I was talking that shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's how I feel all the time. I'll see y'all after this. When you're about to leave, I'll shake your hand. I get that, but I will be over here by myself looking at Reddit and probably porn. And
you gotta look at porn.
Yeah.
You gotta look at porn.
You gotta. You
Do
say
you
that
not?
A lot.
I'd love to. Bro, like... I'm so, I don't think porn is like a weird thing.
It's not.
It's only weird.
When you're trying to keep it a secret.
That is when it makes it weird.
That's when it makes
like
it weird.
If I'm looking at my phone right now, like I'd be looking at my phone right now. Like
I wouldn't want to see it.
You wouldn't see it.
But I wouldn't see it though because I'm not in your business.
And if he over here on my phone, he gonna be. Oh yeah.
That's why I make sure I don't sit by no windows.
Gotcha.
Because if I'm looking at porn,
I get fucked
and then
up
the window,
by the mirror,
the window is reflecting, and everybody can see what I'm looking at, and you can see the motion. Like don't
they already know what it is?
Well, there's no sound.
There's no sound.
Everything's on mute at all times.
Shit! God damn it!
God damn it!
Shit!
Sometimes
you look like you look at it at McDonald's in the middle of the day. In the middle of the day, Pip.
Oh, shit.
You look like a middle of the day.
Now I'm gonna look at that shit all the time. I am a horny.
I'm not condemning you. I'm saying
I like that.
Pegging you. I think you're a middle.
You know what? I heard somebody say that earlier, and they said they don't peg you at something. And I was just I was just like, Pip, please say you don't peg me at all.
Shut it down!
You didn't have the confidence to say that you don't peg me at all.
Don't peg me.
Pluto TV is playing the biggest movies every night this summer for free. Watch hit movies like The Hunger Games, The Matrix, Pain and Gain, G.I. Joe Retaliation, Scary Movie, Runaway Bride, and more all summer long. Check out the biggest stars like The Rock, Keanu Reeves, Jennifer Lawrence, Tom Cruise, Julia Roberts, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and more. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of free TV channels in English and Spanish featuring TV shows, news, sports, comedy, and more all for free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device, including Android and Apple smartphones. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.
It was expensive. That's some age.
Yeah, not as expensive as fucking the Louis XIII they got in that bitch, because that was an adventure.
And you're the man at ordering that shit.
I am the man at ordering that.
I ain't never been nowhere where this motherfucker said, you know Louis XIII? They're like, yeah, well, let's get everybody a shot. I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm a generous person. No. What? I'm trying
what
not to take
shit
care.
Is this?
I'm not gonna
with that.
But that goes back to, do you have a rich friend?
Do I have a what friend?
rich friend?
I've had several.
I mean, I know you. I didn't mean to
in your up. Face.
That was I couldn't pick you.
And you put your finger in my face.
That was
too.
Wow.
That
do
was
you? Wow.
That was a wrong friend. I do have see? Many.
That, wow. So that don't count.
Including
for you.
Your friend T-Pain.
Yeah. See what I'm saying?
I'm orders, also her friend.
That orders Louis the 13 when he go out to the goddamn
well,
restaurant.
You know, you've had other that. Experiences I haven't yet.
You were there in Australia when I had the most embarrassing Louis the 13. Yeah, when yeah. I thought, yeah.
The
yeah.
most embarrassing.
The Louis the 13. I had a Louis the 13 kick to where I only ordered Louis the 13. So we had one bottle. Yes. But what about another one? Let's get a second one. Mm-hmm. Why not? The dude was like, bro, I don't think there's any more in the city.
Mm.
We were in Sydney, Australia, in the club. The VIP area was like, it had a gate. You know how you have the metal railing. It had a metal railing, but it was like one of them front yard gates. Yeah. It was like. I don't think this is supposed to be in the club.
Little steps, and then there's a platform, so it's elevated.
Right. So
and
we was just over the crowd, just fucking. So we were just fucking going in crazy. And dude was like, I don't think there's any more Louis XIII in the city. And I was like, well, I don't drink anything else, so you got to find it, bro. He went, took like an hour and a half.
They found it.
He found it.
They found the lot.
And he handed it to me. And I was like, oh, shit. Yo, Los, look. Oh. He broke the bottle on the fucking railing.
But it wasn't like he like hit the bottle hard. It nicked.
It nicked just the right spot, and the whole bottom of the bottom just fell off.
Shattered.
It just shattered the whole thing. I was like, "Lost, they found."
Oh, expensive!
It was a
$4,000 bottle.
Expensive.
It's Louis in glass.
They give you money back.
No.
Was anybody stepping in that area?
Oh, everybody was there. Everybody was at the railing because we were. Because it wasn't for us. We were pouring out drinks for people, and everybody was at the railing with their cup out, and I was like, oh, shit, bitch. Oh,
that's the night Maccas.
Mac. That's how you got that. I used to call him Maccas. And
McDonald's out there is Maccas.
McDonald's in Australia, they call it Maccas.
Why?
But
just because they just like to shorten Maccas. Things. Like they call sunglasses sunnies.
Oh,
and shit like that. You. So McDonald's is Macca's. You know what I'm saying? They call breakfast brekkie.
Brekkie.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So they just like.
I've not been there.
So I will take you there. Well, they also have more threesomes per capita.
Correct.
What?
They also have. This is just a fact.
L3 Capitone.
They have three. They have more threesomes per capita. I don't know how you measure that, but.
People.
Excuse me, ma'am.
What are y'all doing in
there? Hello.
Hello. What are you doing?
Is there three of y'all in there?
What are you doing?
I'm coming.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Are there two people or three? I will make.
Who's got that white baby?
Excuse me.
Wait a minute. Is this color coming off?
Your arm, Ashley.
Don't you want to take a break to get that? Hold on, everybody. We'll be right back.
Hey.
Shut it down. Hell out your arm.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. I am your homeboy T-Pain, a.k.a. your girlfriend's boyfriend.
And I am Vanessa Fraction, hashtag Action Fraction, the main attraction. Your partner's distraction.
It's West Coast Los.
And I am Pip, a.k.a. Fresh Prince, a.k.a.
Damn. We back in this bitch. Guys,
on today's episode of How Fucked Up Is Fucked Up, that's fucked up.
Pip, what's fucked up?
No.
Pip, what's fucked up?
I'm not doing it.
Pip, what's fucked up?
I know what's fucked up, Pip.
You got a couple things about your apartment complex that need to be said. That's fucked up.
You know what's fucked up?
What's fucked up?
How I gotta pay my goddamn rent.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And it's a pipe burst in my motherfucking shit. Uh-huh. I ain't got no hot water. I ain't got no water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I can't use my pool.
Mm-hmm.
I can't use my grill.
Mm-hmm.
I can't use the goddamn clubhouse that's 20 supposed to be 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And they got an inspection coming up on Monday, so they fixed everything today.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them all your masks.
And no, that's why it's fucked up.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
How long you been dealing with that?
Like two, oh no. No, the hot water has been like 2 months.
So no, you ain't had hot water?
No,
you ain't really washed
parts
your
of buildings. It's going back and forth.
It's been a lot of pipe bursting around here.
I'm just trying to figure it out.
We got questions. We got, what can Brown do for you?
A fucking hood can do for me, bitch. Get your ass back in here and fix this building.
Face this shit.
Shit.
Trying to get you to
But it was fucked up.
Two weeks with no water.
No hot water.
Mm-hmm. 2 weeks with no hot water. You had to take cold showers.
Yeah.
Heating it up on the stove.
Yeah, because we do.
I mean, well, we know cold water don't phase Pip because he's one of the stone people from Game of Thrones.
Shut up.
You the assholest of holes.
Now that's
like, your hole has an ass.
Stay in the boat.
And it's a hole, asshole.
Oh my God.
And a fuck
stone people.
To sum it up, Pip is the fucked up thing. Vanessa.
Yeah.
I feel like we haven't given you this so far. What's the song of the week?
Ooh.
You don't want to know.
I do though.
Love You Inside and Out by the Bee Gees.
Love You Inside and Out by the fucking Bee Gees.
If we play this goddamn song, I'm finna get the fuck out this chair. Let's do this shit.
And that's where we got them going. Goddamn, oh, ladies and gentlemen. The Nappy Boy Radio Song of the Week is the Bee Gees.
Let's
Love You Inside and Out, you pieces of shit. Let's goddamn do
the
it.
The Nappy Boy Radio Song of the Week.
Song of the Week. Song of the Week.
Baby, I can't figure it out. Your kisses taste like honey. Sweet lies don't give me no reason for what you're trying to do. Living on your cheating and the pain grows inside me. It's enough to leave me crying in the rain. Love you forever, but you're driving me insane. And I'm hanging on. Oh, 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 I'll never give it. Our love has got the power. Too many lovers in one lifetime ain't good for you. You treat me like a vision in the night. Someone let us stand behind you when your world ain't working right. I ain't no vision, I'm the man who loves you inside and out. Backwards and forwards with my heart hanging out. I love no other way.
Sandals at the grill.
He got sandals on all day long. At the grill and shit.
Grill.
Yes.
Seven to four. We good.
Never make me feel uncomfortable. I'm gonna tell you that right now. I do this in my car. Yeah.
Vanessa Fraction, give us your creative curse word of the week. Let's do it. Here we go. A random page, one side, random page, other side. Here we go.
What's that?
That's cock. You're off to. Okay. Cockpacker.
Ow! Cock plug. All right. I asked one of my girls, like, man, you didn't introduce me to somebody. She said, bitch, I'm the cock plug.
That makes sense? That makes sense.
I got everything for you.
That was the Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. I appreciate y'all coming through. God damn, get the fuck out of here, bro. We gotta go. Chris, thank you. I appreciate that shit. Everybody in the background, thank you for the show.
Let's go, baby.
Thank you, Vincent Jones, for this goddamn beat. I appreciate that, bro. Hey, we gonna come back to y'all probably next week, but this might be the season finale.
When Jenair Girardo suspected her husband was cheating, she secretly recorded him and heard the proof. He was having an affair.
Why do they get to be happy? And why do I have to suffer? I just love him so much, I can't take it.
And then Jenair began recording herself, revealing how and why she was about to kill two people.
Well, more breaking news now from Delaware.
Radnor police say Jenair Girardo ambushed the 33-year-old.
One of the big questions any mental health professional struggles with is, isn't everybody who commits murder mentally ill? To which most of us would say no, not necessarily.
From Podcast One, I'm Barbara Schroeder, writer-director of Netflix's Evil Genius, introducing Bad Bad Thing.
The shocking story that made headlines around the world.
Subscribe to Bad Bad Thing at Spotify, Apple, or anywhere you get your podcasts.
He turned me into a monster because he doesn't know anything about honesty.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.